This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Zhang Huangqia. A central Missouri judge is considering a legal challenge over a state constitutional amendment dealing with prayer. Missouri lawmakers passed the constitutional amendment last year and referred it to the 2012 ballot. It states that people can pray in public places as long as they do not disturb the peace. It also says students can express their religious beliefs and cannot be compelled to participate in assignments that violate their beliefs. Cole County has the highest American Legion veteran membership rates in the entire state, but the numbers are still lower than the Legion would like to see. KBIA's Anthony Martinez reports.
Only 15% of Cole County's veterans are members of the American Legion. Morgan Walker, a past commander of American Legion Post 5, says it's in every veteran to continue serving their community.
Yeah, you do kind of think of them sitting here smoking their pipe and drinking their scotch and sharing stories, but what they're really doing is not... They are doing that, yes they are, but they're not ready to quit serving their country, and once a veteran, you never want to quit.
However, he says social stigmas do play a part in the low membership numbers. More registered members equal more dollars that can be used to benefit local communities and the other 9,901 unregistered veterans. Post 5's membership retention rate is at 92%, leading this year's district membership report. Anthony Martinez, KBIA News.
President Obama's office announced today that he will speak to the Joplin High School graduation on May 21st. Students at the University of Missouri are ramping up their efforts to change the status of the student representative on the system's board of curators. Bill Reck reports that legislation to give the student curators voting rights is working its way through the Missouri General Assembly.
Ever since 1984, a student has served on the 9-member board of curators, appointed for terms of 2 years. But it's a non-voting role, and other board members would like to keep it that way. Corbin Evans with the Associated Students of the University of Missouri, though, says it's an issue of fairness.
We think it's important that we are allowed the 1-in-9 vote, especially in a situation like this year when we're looking at across-the-board tuition increases. We feel like it's necessary for the students to have a say in that due to the fact that they're the ones that are paying the tuition.
A hearing on the House version of the bill was held last week. The issue will be the focus of a Senate committee hearing later today. I'm Bill Rack.
One Columbia man died Sunday afternoon after being shot on North 8th Street. The shooting is one of many that have recently occurred in downtown Columbia. Police have increased the number of patrollers in the area. The Douglas Park Neighborhood Association spokesperson Tyree Bindham says the extra police force hasn't been effective. He also says for now, the only thing people in the neighborhood can do is stay alert.
There's really not much an individual, a neighborhood association, even the police, it's their job, that can do to police it other than trying to make sure that we know our neighbors, that the young men or young individuals understand rites of passage. And so we're just going to continue to do the same work that we're doing.
Bindham says more people need to get involved to stop shooting incidents from happening again. The police have arrested 18-year-old Larrell Banks as Sunday's murder suspect. For KBIA News, I'm Zhang Huangqia.